New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who has ever purchased a mail order bride? How did that go for you? Not exactly mail order, but I married a Russian woman who was already in the country 11 years ago. We married purely for financial immigration reasons, but we decided within a few weeks to give the marriage a fair shot. We're still married and are happy together. As the husband of a Russian wife, I've met numerous others, husbands of my wife's friends, who have done the straight mail order thing. I don't think I've seen a successful mail order marriage with a husband under the age of 50. I'm actually the child of one of these relationships. My father is originally from New Zealand, and my mother, three brothers and I are from Thailand. We came over to live with him when I was around 4 years old, 15 years ago, and my brothers were 6, 9 and 11. I don't remember my real father very well, but he died when about a year after I was born. Anyway, my mother and new father are around the same age, and as far as I can remember, they've really loved each other. It wasn't like that at first, I don't think, but they soon made a connection and we are still a happy family to this day. I honestly didn't expect happy stories in this post. Dang, the story swelled my heart. Good for you, Jew monkey. My friend's cousin married a woman from Cambodia so she wouldn't be sold into slavery. Which totally sounds like a con when I say it like that, but the story was corroborated. So now she's been here for a few years. She's incredibly nice. A father of a friend had a mail order bride. He had divorced my friend's mother a few years before due to his drinking and accompanying bad mood when drinking. He was pretty much a dong. Anyway, he brings over a Filipino lady pretty much half his age. He was about 50 yo. Thing went well for a while. They had a child together and she got on well with his kids. Then he started drinking heavier and the problems started and he was abusing her in mostly mental ways but also some physical ways. His son picked up on this and confronted him about it and he kicked her and their child out. He also didn't want to see my friend, his son, anymore. He offers her a place to stay until she can find a place for herself and child to live. I didn't see him for a few months as I went overseas. When I come back, I find that he has fallen in love with his stepmother and she is pregnant with his child. They ended up getting married after her divorce from his father and from what I hear are still together 15 years later. I think I need a chart to understand the relationship here. Not me, but an acquaintance. Russian, actually, Ukraine, twice, disasters both time. Apparently there's a money back guarantee. Seriously, if you don't like, send her back. So, the first one, he's at the airport to be sent back. She's freaking out because, as I understand it, there are unpleasant things awaiting her back home. So, she bolts, runs away, vanishes, gone, shows up many months later, and the moron takes her back. Runs off again, finally divorces her, and then, he gets another one. This one I met several times. One time I was staying at his house, and we were in his workshop, metalworking, and decide to do some drinking. He knows she has a drinking problem, but she doesn't like vodka, ha. So he gets the bottle, opens it, looks, weird, apparently it was mostly water, with something that I suspect was spit. Checks all the bottles, a considerable collection of spirits, all of them replaced with colored water. Oh yeah, she refused to learn English, disappeared for random lengths of time, like days, etc. He's separated or divorced now, not really sure which. Saw him at Thanksgiving, asked if he's gonna do another one. Heh, he didn't appreciate that. TLDR, Ukraine run but Ukraine hide. I personally have not. But a co-worker of mine did. He was in his mid-40s, not horrible looking but worked incredibly long hours. He is a toolmaker, class A machinist. He went through a horrible divorce, has two kids, his now ex-wife, from what he tells me, is an awful person. I've never met her, just go on what he tells me. One day, he wasn't in work, I asked our boss where he is. He said he used all his vacation time and took a few weeks unpaid to travel. Good for him, I thought to myself. When he came back, I asked him how his trip went, and he pulls out this big butt photo book. Said he went to Vietnam and got married, then shows me his picture book of the whole trip. The woman he married was drop dead gorgeous, literally a 9/10. He said he went through a website, got linked up to her, conversed through email, then phone. He took the trip there, liked her and married her, and took her home. He then shows me a pic of all her sisters and cousins that are available. She basically does everything for him, and he treats her like gold and talked about her all the time. She speaks broken English better than most that I've encountered, but is currently going to school to learn English as well. I was floored at first, but he truly loves her. I've since left that job, but from people I've kept in contact with from there say they are still together and now have a child. Need pictures of all her sisters and cousins for proof. My dad's current wife is a mail order Nepalese woman. She's his 6th wife overall, with the other 5 being, more legitimate. He found her online and they had him fly out to Hong Kong once or twice to meet her in person before things went down. They've been together for several years now, I've lost track. I want to say 6-8, and they seem to be doing fine. My dad is in his upper 70s and from what I've heard from my sister who lived with him until recently, he can't have sex. Not a conversation I'd have with him, so I just assume it's true. So their relationship is 100% for companionship for him and for US sit for him and for US sit for him and for US sit for him. She helps him out with chores around the house including taking care of the horses. I don't get along with her personally, but that has more to do with conflicting personalities than her being a mail order bride. While my sister has, in the past at least, had angry thoughts regarding her stealing our inheritance, I don't begrudge the relationship because the chances of my dad finding that kind of companionship at this point in time is slim to nil. He needs companionship just like anyone else. He's also calmed down a bit and drinks much less, or so I've heard. It seems like she's had a positive influence. I knew a rich guy that purchased a mail order bride. Worked out pretty well for him. She was happy being a stereotypical housewife and putting out. He was happy to pay her bills, keep a roof over her head, and keep her happy. She used to tell me about life in Russia. She basically left behind a life of doing nothing but sitting around drinking cheap vodka with friends and listening to the radio all day. No jobs were to be had in her area, and didn't want to waste her life that way. Whoa. Some would prefer doing nothing but drinking vodka with their buddies and listening to the radio all day. You don't purchase a bride. You meet them over the internet, and if one of them likes you, you spend a buttload of money to get them here. I actually did meet my ex on the internet and spent a lot of money to see her, but we didn't get married, so it doesn't count. A lovelorn programmer on some Radiolab podcast, What Do Machines Want? Possibly, tells a story about how he was fooled by a dating scam program set up to be a sweet Russian girl who he fell quite deeply for. They exchanged emails for over a year. He finally figured it out when she would repeatedly ignore, give the same response to things like "Can I call you?" "When can I come to Moscow to visit?" and "Finally I'm wearing my fit 28 Webel 1 Gark pants today, Forced Clerk. Do you like those?" Of course he was heartbroken, and everyone learned a valuable lesson about mail order bride dating scams. Wait, just kidding. He actually fell for the same exact scam again like a year later. But then the lesson was learned. My dad met my stepmother through a mail order dating service. He was interested in starting a mail order business, pre-internet, and ordered a catalog of different startup samples. The dating service was featured and the one page from that catalog had my stepmom's picture on it. He liked what he saw and ordered the magazine to get her address. 300 men wrote to her. She responded to him. They had a by-mail relationship for a few years and he bought her family a phone so he could talk to her. She was from the Philippines. He flew there and proposed as he stepped off the plane. 20 years later, he says there is no one on the planet he would rather spend time with. So not a true mail order bride, but close. I have a friend who is a mail order bride from the Philippines. She ended up divorcing the guy who ordered her. Nothing bad, just didn't work out, and got remarried. They are super happy and send loads of money to her family. They even brought over and adopted her 2 nieces after her sister passed away. 4 years ago, my uncle married a Russian girl that he dated briefly and acted madly in love with him. They were like stupid teenagers together, really. Honestly, this girl was way out of his league. He was late 20s and has a government IT job. She looked like a model and was here on a student visa so she could allegedly learn English at one of those for-profit ESL schools. After they got married, she immediately dropped out of school. I doubt she ever went in the first place. Her English was fine already, and began stripping full-time. My uncle knew she had stripped occasionally, but she couldn't legally work in the country before. She was probably earning more money than him, but she had my uncle pay to bring her relatives over to America while she paid for them to have a nice apartment, leases on two BMWs, etc. Then one day my uncle came home and she was there with three Russian-speaking guys loading all his TVs, guitars and everything else he owned into a van, and she was gone for good. He won't even talk about her now. Had to hear about all the details from my dad. Man, that freaking broke my heart. When I was in my early 20s, I had a friend who was a really spacey hippie. He was a good guy but way too stoned and laid back to find a girlfriend. Everyone was taken by surprise when he showed up with a really attractive Ukrainian girl. He said he got her from the internet. He didn't have much money, certainly not enough for a transatlantic plane ticket, so I'm not sure how that worked. She was extremely cool and I got the feeling she really liked the situation. My friend was not demanding or controlling. She got to have the life for an American kid in their 20s, working, going to concerts, drinking beer, etc. It was a good situation compared to having to deal with some old butthole in the suburbs. My uncle has a thing for Thai women. He met and married one like 15 years ago and they had a few children. She later hung herself in the living room though. I don't know why, but I can guess. Anyway, he went back to Thailand and got a new one. There's a refreshing lack of emotion in all this. A buddy of mine heard about it 10 years ago. Found his bride, a stunning blonde from Poland. She moved her and they were legally married mainly so she could get her US citizenship after 2 years of marriage. Not sure that's how it works. That's just how he explained it to me. They found out they had a lot in common and after the 2 years were up, instead of getting a divorce, which they had planned to do, they had fallen in love. They now have a 3-year-old son and couldn't be happier. Doubt it works out like this for everyone. My uncle purchased a Thai woman at a bar a few years back. He had been divorced once, with one kid. She's about 30 or so now. The Thai lady had 3 sons, 2 of which stayed in Thailand whilst 1 came with her. He is about 16. She is an absolute treasure to our family now. She is amazing, and works her ass off. Edit, at her job, remember he bought her. She wasn't living the higher life and has always had to work hard. Unfortunately, he's a dong and spends all her money, all the money he knows about. She has secret money, but this crafty chick has some plans of her own, and soon won't need him. Not that she even needs him. She can leave whenever she wants. He did hit her once, but he knows that if he tries it again she will kill him. Thank you. I work at a bar and you just reminded me that I need to restock napkins, straws, Thai women, and butt visor. From what I've seen, they don't go so well. I work for an airline, on a maintenance base, and apparently using employee flight benefits to get mail order brides is not uncommon out here. I know of at least 5 guys who have used a mail order service. I personally work with one guy who did not have a good experience and recently divorced his. Another co-worker is herself, a mail order bride, and her husband works on the same base. However, they do not have a good relationship either and are known to fight regularly. He refuses to work in the same area, or on the same shift as her. I was watching an expose on the Russian bride topic a while back. Basically, at one point there used to be legit agencies that did actually help match you up with Russian women. But in the past 5-10 years, they all fell into control of 3 crooked companies that run all these sites. Basically, they lure you in with promising profiles.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Of hot women, but to interact with those women, you have to pay a lot of money. They have chat programs running that cost $3 a minute or whatever. Then, for the real big suckers that fly out to Russia, they have events and they basically screw you financially on everything for the time you are there. The women are there as independent scammers, or at the very least not interested in marriage at all. They come for the party and free food and drink at meetups and that's it. And the scammer women try to extract money from these guys. There is no marriage. Russia is a huge scam. Source: I live there. I know a bloke at my work who actually did this. He paid a Croatian woman $10,000 to fly out to New Zealand and live with him. She skipped out on him a month later. My dad bought a girl from the Philippines. I'm not really sure about the entire process, but from what I gather is that he went to a bar, paid some money, and got to spend some time with a girl there. One thing led to another, and he eventually, I guess, bought the rights from her father to marry her. They got married. She was 19. He was 50. She came to the US to live with him in AZ, and they eventually had a son. Fast forward about 4 years, 2008, they're in the bedroom, and had an argument. Apparently, she missed her family and was threatening to take their kid back to the Philippines with her. My father wasn't going to let that happen. He was sitting at his computer. She got up and walked towards the bathroom. Little did he know, she decided to stop at the nightstand, take out his .45, and shot him twice point blank, once in the upper arm, and once in the chest shoulder area. The bullets missed anything vital, so he made a full recovery. She's in jail for attempted murder for like 7-10 years, and will be deported once her sentence is completed. I know a really great guy who has a Russian wife that he met through an internet service. To be 100% honest, they are probably the happiest, most in love couple that I know. He's a gardener who got sick of Australian women judging him for his career choice and trying to push him into some sort of lower level of social status, which is fair enough, I suppose. From start to finish, the whole exercise ended up costing him just under $80. Svetlana is an absolute babe. By the way, she lives for her husband and is, without question, one of the most beautiful women I have ever seen. Till that being a gardener in Australia is so lucrative, you have 80k to burn on mail order brides. My dad bought one last year. He got her from Russia. She's about 30 years old and he's 44. He explained the process to me. They emailed for a while, then he visited her, and a few months later she came to the US on a fiancé visa, which allowed her to stay for a few months while he decided if he actually wanted to marry her. She doesn't speak English and she's not hot. The weirdest thing from my perspective is the brainwashing. The sites spend a lot of bandwidth telling fat, old Americans that younger Russian women find them hot. They get saps like my dad to believe that they're some kind of fascinating exotic creature to these women while implying all Russian men are crappy drunks. They say these hot Russian brides just can't find a decent man in their own country because there simply aren't any, so any American can swoop in. After laying the groundwork, they try to build up international dating as a time-tested and common method to find love. Long story, but a few years ago my dad met a Ukrainian woman on a Russian dating site and she said she loved him. essentially a mail order bride service. My dad had only met her in person once before he gave her a ring. The first time I ever met her was at the airport as my dad was coming back and she only spoke like 5 words of English. She also had a 19-year-old daughter who she wanted to bring to the US when she could. So a year goes by and my extremely lonely dad gets happier and my new stepmom does work on it and gets fluent at English. She was nice and trying to be a member of the family, but she did show the warning signs. She thought my dad was rich when he wasn't, as a result he was always broke. It costs about $10,000 in paperwork fees alone to bring someone over, not forgetting the cost of airline fees and buying whole new amenities to replace the stuff you can't bring over. The moment her daughter finally arrives though, her switch goes off and she stops pretending. My dad and her are constantly fighting about the fact that my stepmom had lied about her interests before coming over. Go figure. At this point we all stop pretending to like each other. And it doesn't help that her daughter had a mental illness that meant that she could never live on her own. And my stepmom had conveniently forgotten to mention this to my dad before she came to the States. My dad realizes she never actually loved him at this point, but she was such a big investment he wasn't going to let her go. But of course she starts cheating and looking for another rich white American to marry, and one day without notice, she moved out and left her daughter in our care for the next 7 months. My dad and her got divorced. But unfortunately her new man was rich as crap and hired an expensive lawyer to take as much money as possible from my dad. And now 3 years later my dad is still recovering with his financial debt, and at the worst we were facing foreclosure. And the worst part is he still regulars the Russian dating sites looking for another go. TLDR. My dad got a mail order bride and used us though get her and her daughter into the country, then found a richer man and left her daughter with us while she bled us dry of money. My dad got one horrible decision. She refuses to even make an effort to improve her English or integrate in the States. She spends half her time in the Ukraine blowing all my dad's money, and when she is with him she just uses Magic Jack to gossip with her friends back home and watches Ukrainian TV. During the 70s my uncle was stationed in Korea and fell in love and married a Korean girl. She wanted to bring her cousin over to America, so he asked his best friend if he would be interested in marrying my aunt's cousin. He was reluctant, so her family offered $5,000 to him to marry her. He eventually agreed. She came to America and they got married. After a few months, my uncle's friend comes to him and tells him that he and my aunt's cousin have fallen deeply in love and that they seem to have been destined for each other. He then hands an envelope to my uncle that contained the $5,000. Today, my uncle and his best friend are fathers and grandfathers. Their families are still happily together. A coworker of mine has a mail order bride. I was told though, he was married to someone else, with 3 kids, when he met his bride overseas. Flew her over, left his other wife and kids and married the new woman. This is one classy guy. One does not simply purchase another human being these days, legally anyway. My friend's dad used a service which we jokingly referred to as the mail order bridery, but to hear him tell it, it's really more like a simple dating service. The goal is clearly to find a spouse, but so is the goal of eHarmony. Less of it was online than places like eHarmony and Match.com and similar services. But for the most part it wasn't much different. He's currently married to a nice Thai lady who can cook anything you hand to her, and they are very happy together. He loves her family and her family loves his. They visit Thailand regularly and he's happier than I've ever known him to be before he remarried. This will get lost, but whatever. My stepmother, I hate saying that word, is from Russia. Although she is not a mail order, she may as well be. I do still call her the mail order bee behind her back. I sound very hateful, but she is the most vile, evil person I have ever met in my entire life. Soon after she came to America she started having an affair with my father. Fast forward 9 years, they are now married. My dad was having an affair with her for about 5 years before my parents got divorced. If there is a devil, she is it. She hates all of my dad's kids and makes it a point to show it. I think my dad hates her sometimes too, but he never seems to leave her. I think he enjoys having a cook, cleaning lady and whatever else she gives him. I think that she is only with my father because he has money, and obviously nothing is motivating her to leave her spoiled lifestyle. I know he realizes that she treats his kids like crap and that she is a horrible person. but for some reason he just stays. The worst part is that he tells my little sister I'm getting rid of her when in reality he never will. He told me the same things when I was her age. I just hate that she is such a strong barrier between my dad and his kids. But, on the bright side, I have lots of stories about the crazy Russian lady that my friends like to hear. Note, my mother is remarried and my stepdad is the crab. When I was around 8 or so, my family was at a carnival. My mom is this little Filipino woman, but she was born here. My dad is the whitest guy ever. Anyways, this guy came up to my dad, pointed at my mom, and said, "So, how do you like her naturally?" My dad was a little confused and goes, "What?" And the guy said, "Didn't you order her?" Luckily, my dad has a sense of humor and told him the arrangement was great. TLDR. My American-born Filipino mom was mistaken as a mail order bride. The ignorance is strong in this thread. Is it deliberate? I bought a mail order bride if buying her picture and address counts as buying her. This was from Cherry Blossoms, in 1984, when it was under different management and, obviously, pre-internet. I wrote to 35 women all over the Far East, 17 of which thought I was worth writing back to. There was one standout, and by the end of 2 months she was the only one I was still writing to. After 6 months I went to her country to meet her. The Immigration and Naturalization Service requires a face-to-face meeting before any type of visa will be issued. Here is where you start to spend real money, not for her but on airfare. The face-to-face meeting confirmed what we already knew. We liked each other and wanted to get married. BTW, she is the same age as me, holds 2 bachelor's degrees, father was a lawyer. That eliminates the gold diggers that most people claim these women are. After another 6 months of writing back and forth, she came to the USA and we were married 10 days later. Summary, you write to a woman overseas. You have to make her like you, just like a face-to-face courtship. After about a year, more or less, you bring her here. Total cost, this was 27 years ago, about $5,000, almost all of which was airfare. My ex-brother-in-law, she is from the Philippines. They have 2 children in addition to his 2 children from a previous marriage. He is 47 or 48 and she is 26. First time I met her, she showed me her nipples and how great they were for breastfeeding. Well, that certainly sounds like an exciting incident. An acquaintance of mine married a Filipino woman and had a child with her. He sent money over to her for years, and when he finally saved enough money to bring them over, his wife left him and basically sold him their child. He's happy now though, and his kid is doing great. My story is different than the mail order bride. I had visited my grandparents' house and after I left, the neighbor across the street asked my grandmother if I was seeing anyone. She asked if I would like to meet her aunt. The next time I was over, I spoke with the neighbor to ask when her aunt would be there so I could meet her. It was at this point I was told I would have to go to Vietnam if I wanted to meet her. I was a little shocked by this idea. A couple of months went by and I decided, what the heck, why not? It will be a great vacation regardless. I'm married almost 10 years. Hard to read. I used to work with a guy that used one of these services. He talked to her online a few times and by phone a few times. She was from Hungary if I remember correctly. Then he flew over and the service arranged for them to meet in person a few times. I saw some pics of her and she was smoking hot. He said she was a very sweet person and her English was pretty good. So he pays the service $5,000 and also covers her travel expenses in addition to doing a bunch of paperwork so she can legally come to the US and be with him. When he goes to pick her up at the airport, it is a completely different girl. She isn't even close to looking like the girl he met. He contacted the agency and they told him there was a mix-up. They said if he helped her get a flight back, they would get things straightened out and then send the correct girl over and they would cover the cost. He paid for her to fly back and that was the last he ever heard of them or the girl he had met. He spent probably $15,000 between their fees, travel costs and money he sent her to buy stuff for her move, and it was all an elaborate scam. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check another video. Bye for now.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.